Flip it. Flip it.
And that means that we get to welcome in Dr. Wayne Pond on this Friday morning. Dr. Pond, is it as cool down there as it seems like it is around here in Chapel Hill?
Farrington Village. We're the coolest people in the...
Oh, I forgot about that.
So yeah, man.
You've got a lot.
Hey, I've been looking forward to Flip It Friday. It's been a couple of weeks, Nikki. What you got?
Well, I've got a word for you that I think a lot of people probably have used at least one time in their life and possibly have actually done.
And we're allowed to say it on the air.
Yeah. So
that's a good combination.
Ooh. Yeah, actually. all right. Our word today is espouse.
Espouse.
Yes.
Espouse. I think I know what that means. I think I can actually even spell it, so.
Yeah, well, you want to give it a try?
I will. E-S-P-O-U-S-E, is that it?
You got it, and it means?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, it means to stand behind, to speak forthwith in favor of, to support. You know, if I espouse a doctrine, that means I'm all for it. If I do not espouse a doctrine, that means I'm not for it. It may have something to do with the word spouse. Does that figure in this in the sense of it, like you love something enough to marry it?
Yes, it does. You're exactly right. As a verb, it means marry.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To espouse.
To espouse.
Well, in the radio racket, you run into people with multiple espousals, don't you?
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You wouldn't. Me neither. All right. Blake, we will let you off the hook. We won't ask about your spousal history.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate that. Still, always appreciate the grace with which you treat me, Dr. Pond. It's always appreciated.
believe me, they pay me to do it.
Yeah.
But, hey, Nikki, that's a great word. I love it. I'm going to take it for a little walk and see if I can drag it into conversation over the weekend.
Why, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Dr. Bob.
Hey, you too. Take care. Talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.